there's a specific, it's like I'm going to ambush you, but it's not really ambush, because I didn't want to give you a chance to think about this too much.
Okay.
All right. You used to go to Ridgeway to the popcorn days, didn't you?
Sure, I go every year.
Right? Remember the dunking booth?
Oh, gosh, that's taken way back, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's four inch before lawyers were everywhere. We had a dunking booth.
Okay, yes.
And I kind of envision you as that person sitting on that plank, right? And the ball hits, and then suddenly you're dropped down into the tank, and that tank is state government. Now, I'm kind of curious, for somebody who's been out, you've worked for a living, you've been in healthcare, you're an indigenous Southern Illinoisan, you're familiar with some of the most poverty-stricken counties in the state.
Mm-hmm.
When you are suddenly dropped down through that tank and you look out through that water that is state government, what's been your takeaway so far about government, what it's good at, what it's bad at, as a pair of fresh eyes on the problem in relationship to your district? What's the good, what's the bad?
Tom, that's a great analogy I hadn't really thought of, but that's perfect, because honestly, there are days you feel like you're actually drowning too in that water, because it's hard to get your footing, maybe, and so much information. We've talked about that coming so fast. I mean, honestly, you know, our problem down here, we know we have very few voices. We know that's our primary problem, is that we, just the way our government's set up, by population, number of representatives, we have very little voice down here. There's only about 9 of us all together, senators and state reps, to make a difference down here. And as we are able to be effective and get some things done, and they have through the years, it's still, you know, it's just not enough. We just still are at not enough. And we can't, I don't know if there's a lot we can do to change the way the system is set up, but I'm working on getting relationships built, because that's the only way. We have to make sure the northern legislators understand our problems, and they do not. That's become most apparent to me. It's not that they don't care. They clearly do not understand how bad things are down here. You have no clue.
You talk about not enough. Not enough what?
Money. I mean, we already know, if you look at the map, there is a map that shows per person how much is spent. We actually get more money per person. And that was hard for me to believe. I had to really study that and go through and make sure I was getting the right information. We get more per person down here, but it's still not enough. That just shows you how fewer people we have than what they have in Chicago and in the suburban counties. It's still not enough. We need more money and resources just in general. Our people are poorer down here. You have poor people in Cook County, in the city. They're not as bad off, because they have resources on every block. They have transportation. Our people do not have that.
You know, it's interesting when you think about this. Let's go to your district, and let's go to E-Town, Elizabethtown. All right? For those of us who have been thoroughly indoctrinated, it's just E-Town. All right, you go to the little grocery store there. I love that place. They got great chicken.
Yep.
Right? And so the state says, we're in trouble, and we're going, the money that we draw from that little town of Elizabethtown, we're going to charge you a 2% administrative fee for taking your tax dollars. Mm-hmm. And we're going to return less motor fuel taxes. We're going to return, and you can go down the list, the state and local taxes. We're going to return less of that money, and we're going to charge you to collect it.
Right.
When you look at that and who it's being done to, when you stand there in that grocery store parking lot and you look 360 degrees and you meet the people that are coming and going, and the guy who owns the bar and the guy that owns the gas station, or you go down to Cave and Rock and you talk to the people going across on the ferry, and they're saying, why? Why am I on the ferry? Because I'm getting out of Illinois. I've moved to Kentucky, and I just use the ferry to get to my job. When you stand around and look and say, the Illinois is taking more away from those who have less. I find that in particular galling. That's one word I've got.
Right. Well, I think just in general in our country, I mean, my passion and my belief are that the wealthy, and we can have this debate, and there's philosophical differences here, but we have a greed problem in this country. We have a greed problem in this world and in this state. When I'm all for the American dream, I'm fine with people doing well and having an abundance. That's fantastic. But when we have people that have 4, 5, 6, 7 homes, and we can't even take care of our kids and our elderly, they're begging, borrowing, stealing to be able to be taken care of in a nursing home, we've got major problems, and I'm not okay with that.
And see, here's the thing. I'm counting on you and I coming from a similar area and background, and that I come through the funnel, right? And right. It's been a long time for me coming through the funnel because, well, the game keeps changing and the rules keep changing for the game, which makes me uncomfortable because I'm a little compulsive in that respect. Sure. But as you come through and you start realizing that you've worked really hard, we've seen the areas kind of deteriorate. And so when you come into this being state rep or a news talk show host, you start finding the problems, isolating, identifying them. And the next thing, and this is what I'm counting on you here, is what am I going to do about it? I mean, because right. when you're a farmer, as I grew up on the farm, nobody's, you know, I could call the Porter boys. Maybe they would come over, right? Maybe the Reisters, right. rather. I mean, you knew there was people around you, but you look to solve your own problems. So this leaves you, Natalie Phelps Finney. What do you do for your district when you see all these problems? You see that you've got a smaller representation than other regions. How do we solve the problems?
I mean, that's great, and that's what I've been doing since I've been in there. Is I did not come into this saying, "Hey, I know all the problems and I've got all the answers," because I think that is just representing people wrong. First of all, because our problems are so many and so complicated, there's no way you can possibly understand them until you do some fact-finding, and that's what I've been doing, Tom. Fact-finding mission. I've been meeting with the Department of Revenue. I want to understand our tax structure. So, and I'm still dealing through all that. I mean, I'm like back in school. I'm up till 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning reading all this stuff and meeting with Department of Revenue, making sure I understand that, because we keep saying taxes are a problem, so it's why we can't get businesses in here. Well, I'm finding that's not entirely true. Our local taxes are a problem. We are taxed to death, what we just talked about. We are taxed absolutely to death. We've got to find a way to change that. Those are the things I'm working towards, trying to understand our budget from last year as I look into the budget that's going to be presented for this year. You know, just really trying to understand. Back to what I said before, really to get more down here, we've got to get northern legislators on board to understand our problems. I have developed a North-South Unity Initiative. This is going to be a bipartisan effort. I'm working actually with a minister that's been embedded into the state government up there, just a voluntary. He just felt led by God to serve those in government. He's helped me coordinate this. We're going to get these northern legislators to come down here, not just a one-time thing. This is an ongoing, and it'll be reciprocal. I will then go up and understand their issues better. We are one state. We can hate Chicago all we want. We are one state. We have to work together, and we need them to understand our plight. One example, I had a broadband initiative that I put out because we have so many areas still without broadband. I had representatives come to me from the north and say, we would like to understand this. We want to help you, but we have no idea why you have a broadband advisory board. And I said, well, we have areas without broadband. It blew their mind. They right. couldn't fathom that we have cities without broadband.
Yep. And you know what's interesting about that? People go, well, you know, well, internet, why is it important? I ran into a guy in Golconda, and I was, I don't know where I was. All I remember, there was a fire. We were in the woods. And I ran into this guy who I'd known before and kind of got, and I said, so what are you doing now? He says, I got this great idea. I'm going to start selling tropical fish. I'm going to breed them. And I've always wanted to do this, and I'm going to sell them over the internet. I will sell to pet stores, and I will create my own breed stock in the building that I have. And where do you get broadband?
Right.
Right. This guy needs this to be able to, he's trying to do more with his life. He was a painter. He is now physically disabled. He cannot do that, but he can do this. And
right.
so what's he need to do that? He's in Golconda. He needs broadband.
That's right. Any kind of entrepreneur, any kind of big industry or company we hope to get in here, nobody's going to give our area a second look until they know we have that infrastructure in place. That's the bottom line. I've talked with them.
Yeah.
That's it.
Isn't it interesting? You're actually coming from a district where you can say you can't get there from here, and it's actually
right.
pretty correct.
it's accurate.
It's odd how that you go through and how you start looking and perspectives change. Last week, we were doing the St. Jude Radiothon at New Country Z100. Raised a lot of money over there, if you didn't hear, Natalie.
Mm-hmm. Great.
And the school kids quest for a million pennies, and I hear them in the hallway, one group. They're from New Simpson Hill. So I come out. What a great group of kids. I mean, I was so inspired. It was that infusion of the youth, and they're happy, and they're smiling, and they're looking at you, and they're learning, and they're asking questions. And I don't want those kids sold out.
Right. That's right.
And that's kind of where I'm at right now today. I'm thinking about, what about those kids? If you and I are having this problem and our people are having now, then what problems are those young people going to face?
That's exactly right. And I look to my own kids, and, you know, my clinic, you know, is attached to a school, which is my passion, the reason I stepped up to this. I mean, our kids, they, you know, they're just precious. I just look into their little eyes and I see the opportunity and the hopes there. And then I look at how bad things are, and in every community I go into, just I thought I knew the problems until I got out there, Tom. Wow. Unbelievable. Just we are just such a deprived area, just devastated area.
I'm down at the Dairy Bar in Golconda. Best strawberry pie around, right?
Yep.
Real lard in the crust, Natalie. Food. So if you haven't gone down there, I bet you have. Strawberry pie is the best.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And it's coming to the season where I'll be heading there for strawberry pie. And so I'm sitting there right by the cash register, right by the door, waiting to see if anybody I know walks in the door, and start talking to the manager there and a few other people. Next thing you know, I know everybody that I'm talking to because I've just met them. And they go, you know, everybody's moving out of town. I said, why is that? We can't keep business in town because we can't afford the property taxes. So, you know, everybody that works in town is trying to find a place to live just outside of town so they don't have to deal with the property taxes. And you know why the property taxes are going up. Costs are going up. State of Illinois is keeping more. Administrative fees, taxing you. And we see this problem, and it's happening. It's happening in Harrisburg. It's happening in a lot of communities. But the communities in your district that live on thinner margins, it's going to happen quicker, and it's going to happen sooner.
Tom, the struggle is unbelievable. When I talk to municipalities and the counties, how they're trying to piece together and just meet their most basic needs. I mean, it's bag borrowing. It's terrible. It is just terrible. We can't sustain this. Something has to change. And again, I don't claim to have all those answers, but we know that we are being taxed to death, especially on the property tax level. So we have to start looking at how we can shift how we pay for some things. It's not going to happen overnight, but we have to start the conversation and start moving in that direction. It has to happen.
Aren't you worried that when the primary election, we didn't hear solutions? Did you notice that?
Right.
Mm-hmm. I didn't hear solutions from anybody.
Right. Right. Well, and I mean, you know, like I said a minute ago, it's hard. I'm not, like I said, a person that comes up and says, I've got the answers to everything. I think that is a wrong approach, but we have to start talking about some just really, let's get back to common sense. What happened to common sense?
I think they took it out in the parking lot. I think they took it out in the parking lot and shot it.
I'm kind of worried they did.
Missing in action, common sense. If seen, please call. Right.
Right.
We got an all-point bulletin out because here's it, this coming forward because you got your first taste of a campaign, but you were running unopposed. Now, of course, you will be running opposed from a Republican moving into November. I don't know when it comes to solutions. This is a problem. I'm going to have to just be honest with you right now. I feel a level of internal desperation right now that I didn't possess before. I don't know if it's because of the job I do and I'm constantly immersed in it. And so maybe I'm making myself a little paranoid or something along that line. And I figured you started to feel it too because you've been dealing with it so much. And when you start putting A plus B plus C together and you start seeing the problem as a whole with no solution, I feel like I'm an animal in a trap and I wonder whether I should chew my arm off.
Well, right, and I think the thing that I do not want to be a part of is let's point fingers here and blame this person. You know, if so much fear-mongering has gone on for so long, and I'm tired of it, Tom.
Right.
You know, I'm trying to just really understand the situation instead of just jumping to conclusions and hitting on those hot political buttons that I know will sound good to people. That's not who I am. That's not what I'm about. I'm not going to be doing that. I'm more interested in really getting to the bottom. What's the real problems? And how do we go forward from here? Even if it's a slow progress, how do we move forward and change the direction of where we're at?
Right.
That's what I want. That's what I'm doing.
You know, I'm heading out on vacation next week, so I'm going to be in your district quite a bit talking with people because even when I'm on vacation, apparently, I don't know how to stop working. But it does give me the opportunity to go out and spend more time with people without a microphone and learn what they're thinking and doing.
Right. Yeah.
And it's interesting because the last time I did this and I hit a lot of places and had a lot of fun too, taking a lot of pictures, posting that stuff, you know, trying to forward it up to the Tourism Commission so they've got pictures of Southern Illinois to show people, like the Iron Furnace in your district, one of the great unappreciated objects there.
Right, right.
And you know, and I learned quite a bit. And what's interesting is the people I met in Cave and Rock, and there was a bunch of us sitting at the picnic tables there right by the ferry, and they said, you know, it'd be great for tourism. It's great that all these people come here, but they don't have any place to spend their money when they're here. We don't have a gas station. We don't have a place you can buy food. We don't have enough places where we can capture that revenue when they're coming through. And I was thinking about this with spring here. Once again, we'll see the trees. People will come down and enjoy places like Dixon Springs or Bellsmith Springs or Burden Falls or Iron Furnace. But we need to be able to capture that tourism dollar.
We absolutely do. We've got, I mean, we're just at the tip of the iceberg of what we could be here. You look at areas like Gatlinburg. I know we're not the Smoky Mountains, but I we're just as beautiful. We're just as beautiful area. And there's no reason why we can't be, you know, maybe not as commercialized as they are, but there's no reason why we can't be getting people here and keeping them and letting them spend their money here. There's just no reason. I've been talking with the person who's over tourism at SIU. She's actually from Metropolis on their tourism board there, Trish Steckenrider, and I want to tap into her more because she agreed with me. We're antiquated here, how we do tourism, how we advertise.
Right.
We can't advertise to our own people. We need to be advertising outward. We want people to be coming in, but we have to have things ready for them here to spend. When I talked to northern legislators who have been down here, the number one thing they told me, we can't believe how cheap everything is.
Right.
So I think we need to think big.
Right.
I think we are thinking way too small. I want things affordable for people here to enjoy. We've got to think about people coming from outside of here and have big opportunities for them.
And that's why Cindy Bunch and Walker's Bluff.
Yes, that's exactly right. Great opportunity there.
It was weird because when you said think big, because here are what I'm thinking is a convenience store with a T-shirt that says I visited Southern Illinois and some hot dogs, right, and a bag of ice.
Sometimes it is the small things. Yeah.
Right. You know,
sometimes it is the small things.
You know,
but, yeah.
Yeah, you know, you need a battery charger and here's some binoculars and some rubber boots and a poncho. You know, I'm thinking something like that. Like that outpost that's down there by Garden of the Gods.
Garden of the Gods.
Right.
Outpost.
I'm thinking what they called it. But you said think big, and the first thing I thought of was Cindy Bunch and the Walker's Resort.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Great opportunity. And Tom, the other thing, like you talked about Golconda, you know, that marina used to be a thriving place.
Yes.
They used to have huge fishing tournaments. You know, now you've got horrible silting. People have moved their boats out because it's getting landlocked. It's expensive to dredge. So those are the kind of projects I'm looking at. How do we, these anglers tell me they go down to Tennessee, Alabama, they spend beaucoup bucks on on these tournaments
they
and
sure
just dump tons of money into those areas, and we're losing out once again.
When I was down at the tournament a few years back, he said, you guys need to bring your own toilet paper.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're talking about here. Guys driving big boats, spending a lot of money, and the first thing you hear before you get there is if anybody needs to use a bathroom, bring your own toilet paper.
Not good.
Not good. Right?
And
that's, by the way, literal. I'm not making that up.
So, I believe you.
All right. It's Natalie Phelps Finney. I think we hit a vein this morning, and now, of course, we have to look forward to how we're going to solve the problem. So if there's something I can do to help, I'd hope you'd ask, but I think we're all in this together, as you mentioned before, and we all have got to look for solutions.
Absolutely.
But if there's one thing of those little people down at New Simpson Hill, those great little school kids I met, is that they won't be that age forever, and the clock is ticking, and we have a responsibility to them.
Absolutely. And Tom, what I want to end with is we've got to get people back to work. We've got a problem with our welfare public aid system. I'm a very compassionate person. I'm glad we're helping people. We have got, that's one mission I'm on. We've got to shore up problems there with abuse. We've got to get people moving along.
By the way,
the skills they need to get back to work.
By the way, I've got the Illinois Department of Employment Security Director Jeffrey Mays is going to be joining us on Thursday. That's going to be one of the things we're going to be talking about on Thursday.
Great.
Okay.
Great. Yep.
Right.
Been talking with him as well. Yep. Thanks.